So we pick up today in Simin Chof Hey, one of the last lines of Halacha Yud Aleph on page Lamed Dalid. So remember, we left off with the Rama. So the Rama writes, Yesh Misha Kasav Lahaniach Yad Shal Yad Miyushav V'Shal Rosh Mu'umad. Some write that one should put on the Shal Yad while sitting and the Shal Rosh while standing. And actually quotes over in the name of the Zohar. Ubimdinos Elu Lo Nagu Kein. So the name of the Zohar writes the proper practice is to put on the Shal Yad sitting, the Shal Rosh standing. However, the Rama comments that our custom in our countries, in Ashkenazi countries, he's referring to is not like this. Elo shtehen mu'umad. Rather, one goes in and puts the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh on standing. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Mem Bei, shtehen mu'umad. I know again, Aram Shirota Lahachria, Dahanocha Shayat Tiyem Yushav Vabrocha Tiyem Ba'amida. So, into the Magen Aram advances another interesting idea, which is that according to some, that the placement of the Shayat on the bicep should be sitting, but the Bracha ultimately should be standing. And the Mishnah Berurah suggests a number of different opinions, but Halacha Lamaisa, we know that we pass like the Ramah. Namely, that we, at least Ashkenazim, go ahead and stand for both the placement on the bicep, the actual bracha, the wrapping for Shal Yad, and Shal Rosh. Now, this idea brought down by the Tzar is also popularized by the Arizal, which is why in many Sephardic circles, one will find that the Shal Yad, including the placement on the bicep, the bracha, as well as the wrapping around the arm, is all done sitting. And by many Sephardim, they stand up for the putting on of the Shal Rosh. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this in the last couple of lines of Sif Katan Mem Beis. He says, Mihu imbali kabbala machmir and yeshla hachmir gamkin veim lo huskar begimara poskim afa pishniskar bekabbala in ani yecholin lakof linhog kach vedin shein muskar behipoch b'shasu poskim yislelich achar divrei kabbala gam bemakom sheish puktim and aposkim divrei kabbala yachriyas. So what's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah just points out, is that this particular statement of the Zohar happens not to be rooted in a statement in the Gemara, but rather, again, just appears in Kabbalistic literature. So there's an interesting machlokis in general, again, really not something we're going to focus on today, about how Divrei Kabbalah ultimately figure in to the formulation of normative halacha. But for our purposes today, fundamental machlokas within Ashkenazic and Sephardic circles about how to put on specifically Tefillin Shal Yad. Many Sephardic circles accept the approach of the Arizal, originally from the Zohar, that Tefillin Shal Yad is put on sitting down, Shal Rosh standing up. But Rama Paskins and Ashkenazic circles, we put on the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh standing up. Sif Yud Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. In Maniach Tefillin Kama Pamim Bayom, if a person is putting on Tefillin a number of times throughout the day, Tzarech Levarech Aleim B'chol Pam, one should go ahead and make a bracha on them each and every time. Nishmetu Mimkom, and similarly again, if the Tefillin went ahead and slipped out of place, Umimashmesh Bohen Lachziram Limkoman, and one goes in and readjusts this and puts the Tefillin back in place, again the Mechaber writes, Tzarech Levarech, one has to go ahead and make a bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah B'chol Pam. Afilu Im Kisha Silkon Hayadaito Lachziram Tekef Vafilu Im Loshina Mikom. So the psak of the Mechaber is that whenever you're taking off your tefillin, even if your intention is to put the tefillin back on, immediately, and even if there's not going to be a change in location, still a person has to put on tefillin. Still a person has to make a bracha when they put the tefillin back on. We'll see that the Rama argues on this. However, we will see that if at the time of the bracha, a person originally made the bracha, the intention was to go ahead and put the tefillin on and then once again take them off and then place them back on again, that one would not have to go ahead and make another bracha. So he writes, fine. So in Sif Yod Mem Dalid, in Mishnah Berurah Nishmatu, Kasav Shla Hadilo Nehigiha Idna Levarich Kishin Nishmatu Mimkoman Mishum Dibishas Tefila Mistama Inu Masiach Daito Mehem Favike Cholzen Amenas Lachzir and the Pasek HaGobah Samach Tein Tzarech Lachzir Levarich. So the Shla writes that to today, we don't really make a bracha when the tefillin move out of place, since, again, since this normally happens at the time of tefillah, and at the time of tefillah, person, there's no hesach hadas, there's no removal of intent, and therefore, again, a person doesn't have to make another bracha. So remember again, so the Mishnah Berurah is commenting over here on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that if the tefillin move out of place, that halacha lemaisa, one should go ahead and make a bracha, another bracha, when one goes in and puts them back in place. The logic behind this particular halacha is that if the tefillin move out of place, essentially again, the mitzvah, the original mitzvah, has come to an end, and therefore when you put them back into place, that is the beginning of a new mitzvah, and therefore requires another bracha. Same idea if you take the tefillin off, even if your intention is to put them on, the act of removal of the tefillin ends one ma'aseh mitzvah, and placing the tefillin back on begins another, which would then require its own separate and distinct bracha. The only exception seems to be, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Mechaber, is that at the time that one took off the tefillin, one had explicit intent to put the tefillin back on, then halacha lemaaseh, one would not need another bracha. Mim koman, mem hei, in the Mishnah Berurah, dafka kulan o ruban, ava miktsasan af tisarach lachzirin al makoman im sarach lachzor levarich. This idea that if the tefillin move out of place, one has to make another bracha, that's only if the entire bias moved out of place, or majority, but if just part of it did, one would not require another bracha. If you look at Sivkot and Mem Vav, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, Tzarach Levarech, Techevan Shezizim Mem Koman, Havik Misha Asin Legamrei. The act of moving the tefillin out of place, by definition, is the equivalent, ultimately, of removing the tefillin. Now comes the Ramah, and the Ramah comments and says, Hagav Yesh Omrim Shelo Levarech. The Ramah says that the Yesh Omrim, there are those that say that in these situations, one does not have to make another bracha. V'hachi Nog, and indeed, this is the practice, Ukvar Nispa'er Le'el Simen Ches Sif Yodalit. So what does the Ramah refer to? Let's take a look at Sifkot Mem Zayin Shelo Levarich. Dechevan de zizan al das lachzor, mashenkin binishmetu meatzman, arminan de tekev shenishmetu azda leha mitzvah, ulahachi shasek leharav la machaber sham. So interestingly enough, what the Ramah is making a distinction between is that if one intentionally moves tefillin, so there's no hesach hadas, one still has intent for the mitzvah, or for that matter, one removes the tefillin, one could still have in mind for the mitzvah. When the tefillin move out of place on their own, that's when there could be a problem. The da'od, dehu adinim asiram lagam. So the Ramah comes along and says that even if you took off your tefillin, right, and your intention was, however, to put them back miyad, with some type of immediacy, so the Ramah paskins that one does not have to make another bracha in this circumstance. Remember, again, the Mechaber said that if one takes off tefillin, even with the intention of putting it back on, the Mechaber paskins that one has to make another bracha, because the act of removing the tefillin has brought the current Maisa Mitzvah, the current Mitzvah act, to a close, to an end, and therefore when one puts the tefillin back on, one requires another bracha. The Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says that as long as your intention is to put the tefillin back on, you need not make another bracha. But again, if your intention was not to go ahead and to put the tefillin back on immediately, rather only sometime later, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that in this there has to be immediacy. So for example, if one took off the tefillin and only had in mind to put it back on later on, even if one then changed their mind and put it back on immediately, or for that matter, one had in mind to put it back immediately but got delayed and put it back later on, in any of these cases where there is either a hesech hadas because one's intention is not to put on tefillin until later, put the tefillin back on until later on, or in a situation where one's intent is for immediacy, but circumstances intervene and prevent that immediacy from actualizing, in all of those cases, you will require another bracha. V'chein, now the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. V'chein, im cholzon lichnos lebeis hakiseh, afilu hayadaito lalav shantekev tzarech levarech, l'chuli alma, deha ein rashay leilech shan lebeis hakiseh, v'itchilei. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if a person takes off their tefillin because they have to use the bathroom? So the Mishnah Berurah says, everyone would agree in that case, you have to go ahead and make another bracha. Why? Because since one cannot wear tefillin into the bathroom, ultimately it is clear that the Maisa Mitzvah, the Mitzvah act, is done. It's completed. And therefore, when a person comes out of the bathroom and puts the tefillin back on, that is a new act of a Mitzvah, and therefore requires a new bracha. Kimo shekasa b'simen samechei, v'kasa v'chai adam, d'hu adin kishecholish, t'zarech lafiach, heben d'ars lafiach, b'an t'zarech lachso ulevarech. So any situation where a person has to relieve bodily needs, whether it's actually relieving oneself or flatulence, in all of those cases, one has to go ahead, when they put the tefillin back on, one would have to go ahead and make another bracha. Now, this last point that the Mishnah Berurah says is subject to dispute. The Magen Avram, for example, explains that the part of the reason why the halacha is that if one takes the tefillin off to go to the bathroom, that when one puts the tefillin back on, one has to make another bracha. The Magen Avram says because historically, bathrooms, Batei Kisei, were located outside, meaning it wasn't like today where there's indoor plumbing and there's a bathroom immediately available. You'd have to trek out into the field. So because of that, by definition, there'd be a hesech hadas because there'd be a lack of immediacy. But the Magen Avram says the act of going to the bathroom by itself does not bring it close to the mitzvah of tefillin. In other words, according to the Magen Avraham, if one had immediate access to the restroom, and therefore when one took off the tefillin and put the tefillin back, and one took off the tefillin, the intent was to put the tefillin back on immediately, according to the Magen Avraham, one would not have to make another bracha when putting on the tefillin. So we have a fundamental machlokes in the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham about what to do when one takes off their tefillin to use the bathroom. According to the Mishnah Berurah, by definition, one has to make another bracha because since tefillin cannot be worn into the bathroom, therefore that removal brings the mitzvah of tefillin to a close. When you put the tefillin back on, that's a brand new mitzvah. According to the Magen Avraham, that's not the case. And as long as one had intent when one took off their tefillin that they're going to put them back on, they do not have to make another bracha. And in reality, what comes out is you really have a three-way machlokis, because according to the Mechaber, really anytime you take off your tefillin, even if your intention is to put it back on, the Mechaber still holds that halacha lemaisa requires another bracha. The Ramah, on the other hand, holds that if when one takes off their tefillin, so one has intention to put it back on, that one does not need a second bracha when putting the tefillin back on. The Machlokes case is the case of the bathroom, where since I can't wear the tefillin into the bathroom, so does going to the bathroom bring the first act of mitzvah to a fundamental close, in which case when I put the tefillin back on, it's a new mitzvah requiring a new bracha, or do we say that intent to put the tefillin back on is enough, and therefore one need not go ahead and make another bracha when putting the tefillin back on? So it appeared to be that in this situation like this, there's certainly whom to rely upon, like the Magen Avraham, and again, Magen Avraham is not alone, and therefore halacha lemaisa, the way many poskim hold, is not like the Mishnah Berurah. Namely, if a person is taking off their tefillin ultimately to use the bathroom, as long as when one is taking off the tefillin, one has intent that they're going to put the tefillin back on, then when one emerges from the restroom and puts the tefillin back on, they may do so without a bracha, because this putting of the tefillin on again after usage of the restroom is considered to be halachically a continuation of the first act of wearing the tefillin, and therefore again does not require an additional second bracha. We'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we will pick up with this last line on page 68 tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.